Matthew chapter 9. So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Verse 2. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. Verse 3. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. Verse 4. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? Verse 5. For which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? Verse 6. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Verse 7. And he arose and departed to his house. Verse 8. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power to men. Verse 9. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, Follow me. So he arose and followed him. Verse 10. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Verse 11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Verse 12. When Jesus heard that, he said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Verse 13. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Verse 14. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often? But your disciples, let's go 14 again. Okay. Verse 14. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often? But your disciples do not fast. Verse 15. And Jesus said to them, Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Verse 16. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Verse 17. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Verse 18. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, My daughter has just died. But come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. Verse 19. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Verse 20. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 21. For she said to herself, If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Verse 22. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Verse 23. When Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, verse 24, he said to them, Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. Verse 25. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Verse 26. And the report of this went out into all that land. Verse 27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 28. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Verse 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be to you. Verse 30. And then their eyes opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, See that no one else knows it. Let me repeat that verse. Verse 30. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, See that no one knows it. Verse 31. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. Verse 32. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. 33. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never seen like this in Israel. Verse 34. But the Pharisees said, He cast out demons by the ruler of the demons. Verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Verse 37. Verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Verse 38. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Verse